Welcome back to the Press Box on another wonderful Saturday, and my great friend, as always, and host, Mr. Dave Buzzy Baker.
Dean, great to be with you today. We remind the folks that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. All right, Mr. McLean, inching closer and closer to the Derby. Let's head south for the Grade II Louisiana Derby.
Louisiana Derby, it's down in the Mardi Gras city of New Orleans. And, you know, Buzzy, they just survived a terrible tornado this week and hit parts of the city. It just missed fairgrounds. And we're thinking of all the people down there that have survived so many natural disasters through the years, and I hope that all are doing well in the Crescent City of New Orleans. But we'll turn our attention today to two races, the Grade II Fairgrounds Oaks and the Grade II Louisiana Derby. Both are major races, major preps for the Kentucky Oaks and the Kentucky Derby, respectively.
Okay, where would you like to start?
Well, let's talk about the Oaks first, a short field. This is the return of Echo Zulu, undefeated, a horse owned in part by the Winchell Stables and trained by Steve Asmussen. Won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile to finish up the 2021 season, Buzzy, and making her a three-year-old debut in a Grade II stake. Never easy. And if you're going to catch her, now's the time to catch her. But Buzzy, man, she is some kind of good thing, and she's got a lot of speed, a lot of stamina, and the combination of those are pretty lethal when it comes to, horse racing.
Okay, so I guess the only question there is obviously first start. You've got questions, but other than that, you like it.
Oh, I think this is one of those races that you just enjoy the beauty of the sport, you know, because she's not going to be very good odds. A friend of mine always said, well, take them and play them underneath and the exactas, and I guess you could do that here. But, you know, this is such a fine filly, and she looks like she's training very well. And, you got a Hall of Fame trainer. He's not going to miss many cues, and they're just getting ready, I think, to kind of pin her ears back a little bit and get her set down for the Kentucky Oaks. And, there were a lot of questions last year whether or not, Buzzy, she could stretch out and go a route of ground. I think she answered those. And, she put away a really nice field in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Hidden Connection, I keep thinking, is ready to run a good race. And maybe she's sitting on go here. But, Echo Zulu is tried and proven. And I'm just not going to educate somebody to try to beat her when she's, one of the best fillies, not only of the three-year-old age group, but potentially one of the best we've seen in a while.
Okay, Gina, so let's turn our attention now to the $1 million TwinSpires.com Louisiana Derby. It is a Grade II. And the way this race has gone recently is that the $400,000 Grade II Risen Star has proven to be the primary prep race for this. So Epicenter, the winner of that race, heads a field of 9 3-year-olds that will take part in the 109th running of this Grade III TwinSpires.com Louisiana Derby.
You know, it's a great race and a great traditional race and a race that has been a classic prep for the Kentucky Derby for years and years. Now that Churchill owns the fairgrounds and has for several years, it's been a major points race, too. I think 100 points available to the winner in getting that, set for the Derby that first Saturday in May, Buzzy. Epicenter is, I think, got to be considered the favorite, and maybe in a lot of people's minds, the prohibited favorite. Coming off, he lost his first race of the year in the LeComp Stakes, but he just got caught on the wire by Call Me Midnight. And, I don't know if Epicenter actually saw that horse until it was too late. It was right on the wire, and I think Epicenter may have kind of checked himself a little bit waiting on horses. And he came right back. He won the Risen Star with authority. He's got a lot of speed. I think there's a real question about this year's Derby because there's a ton of speed all over the country.
Right.
Forbidden Kingdom, Richard Mandela's horse, which is racing on the West Coast, is a speed horse. The horse had just won down at the Tampa Bay Derby, Buzzy. We talked about trainer Brian Lynch just won that. It's all speed. Early Voting, who won the Withers, and will come back in the wood for Chad Brown, all speed. This horse, Epicenter, fits in that category as well. I don't think there's any real true strategy in this particular race. I think they'll go right to the front and see if they can't put away the field again. And this, you got to give this horse a lot of credit. I mean, he's kind of shown up for every time, and he looks like he's getting better. But I'm going to take a horse going against Epicenter.
Uh-oh.
And we're going to try to beat him here today in the Louisiana Derby.
All right, how are you going to do it?
Well, I'm going to try to surround him a little bit, Buzzy. I think you got to try to find another kind of speed horse in there, and I think there's one or two that could maybe challenge him a tad on that front end. But I want to go with a newcomer, a fresh, shooter in here, in Zozos, trained by Brad Cox. He's undefeated 2-for-2. Didn't start until he was a 3-year-old. He didn't race last year as a 2-year-old. You know, we saw that Apollo Jinx snapped a couple of years ago when Justified won the Derby of not having started as a 2-year-old. But this horse has really got a tremendous amount of talent, it appears, trained by Brad Cox, who ended up with the 2021 Derby winner in Mandaloon after the disqualification.
Right.
And I think Brad would like to win it outright, and this looks to be a horse that maybe will give him that opportunity in 2022, Buzzy. I think, a lot of raw talent, and maybe he doesn't have the experience. He certainly doesn't have the experience of Epicenter. And maybe he doesn't have everything about him all put together just yet. But in terms of raw talent, I think maybe this horse is the most talented horse in the field. And, you know, when they get ready to play on Sundays, or as they say in the NFL, or playing that in the big leagues and you make that graduation up to the MLB, you better have some talent. And I think Zozos may have the best raw talent of any horse in this field. And as such, Buzzy, we're going to go with Zozos. And I'm going to use Call Me Midnight to run back a big one. And maybe catch him on the wire again, but make a nice late run. And I'm going to try to surround Epicenter with those two, but mainly with Zozos.
All right. And, of course, you can get all of Gene's picks on the road to the Derby. You can get them at thepressboxlts.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a great weekend with all these prep races. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my great friend. I hope you and the lovely Donna are doing well, and you're enjoying the fruits of your labor through all of this basketball season. And as we get ready to kind of culminate this, college basketball season, do you have a pick for me, Buzzy? Do you have a selection?
No, none. I'm on to the Derby.
Well, you're one of the greatest handicappers of all time, but you're even more succinct than you are a great handicapper.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to see if I can muster up the ghost of Thunder Snow and see what I can come up with.
There you go. All right. Love you, brother.
Have a great weekend. Love you, pal. Talk to you soon.
See you, bud. Bye.